and welcome back to the Copy Reading Podcast. I'm Madeline.
And I'm Abby.
And happy Wednesday.
It's the day after July 4th.
Yeah, hopefully everybody had a very nice long holiday weekend.
I really hope no one like burned anything down with fire.
Your mic is not facing the right way.
Oh my goodness. Oops.
Like, we're almost 2 years into this. When are you going to learn?
I don't know. Really. My microphone is also noticeably in distress.
Well, your cat did chew on it.
Yeah, he ate the chunks out of the foam.
Like, well, I hope he enjoyed that. Super tasty.
Yeah, but what I was saying was I was hoping no one burned anything down with fireworks. With how dry it's been, it like gives me like a separate kind of anxiety from just like normal fireworks.
However, it is storming out. We're getting a torrential downpour today.
I love it. It's a perfect day for reading.
It is. I can't wait till we're done recording so that I can...
Same.
Read. What are you going to read next?
I'm reading...
Well, let's get into it.
Okay.
Okay, so what are you going to read?
I'm in the middle of Happy Place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did know that. By Emily Henry.
Yes. Liking it so far.
Okay. I obviously read that. I think I said that on the last podcast. How far did you say you are?
I'm only like 15%.
Oh, so you're just getting into it.
Yeah, no, it's fresh, but...
But that book definitely pulls you in from the beginning, in my opinion.
Yeah, it really gives me Carrie Aaron's vibes right now. Like,
really?
Well, just like the plot of like, I don't know, being at a summer house and like hiding a relationship or lack thereof.
Yeah, no, I get that. Speaking of, I really need to read a Carrie Aaron's book.
I know.
I haven't read one in... like a year, it feels like.
At least.
I mean, the last one I read by her was Red Card, and I wasn't impressed by it, so I just kind
of
like...
That was a really old one of hers, wasn't it?
I don't know. Probably.
Is that soccer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she's come out with like 5 new books since I've read one of hers, so definitely need to get back on that. But I am currently reading Done and Dusted by Lila Sage, which...
That's popping off.
If you're on TikTok, you've probably seen it. It's a very, like, animated
cover. It's so cute. It's very illustrated.
Yeah, I will give my updates on our next pod since I'm only, like, 43% through. But I'll just give a little hint that it's not it. Not it.
Well, Destiny Sidwell on YouTube said the best thing about the book is the cover.
Yeah. So. Well... She might be correct.
It's fine.
It's just, she is currently an independent author. Like, she doesn't have a publisher. And these type of authors, I literally just want to DM and be like, can I please freaking proofread for you? Mm. Because there have been at least 5 sentences that don't make sense because of either extra or lack of words.
Yikes.
And I'm just like, girly. Or she was, what the guy came in and he's like, it's 80-30. And I'm like, honey, it's 8:30. Like, it's not 80-30. Like, you did not read that. Like, how did you not reread your book before you put that out?
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough out there.
Yeah, no, it is tough out there. We're just trying to make money. And good for her that it's popping off on TikTok and that she will probably get an editor.
Speaking of, I completely forgot to tell you.
Okay.
So... Yesterday, I was with our good family friends, Kyle and Callie, and they want to write a book with us.
Write one?
Write.
Ooh, I don't feel interested.
Abby.
Okay.
No, listen.
Okay.
They are going to be one perspective, and we are going to be one perspective.
Oh, we're Christina Lauren.
Yeah. So they'll write a chapter. They'll either be the male or female perspective. I said I feel like we could be the male perspective.
Okay, I think I could do a good man.
And so... We would have to plot out the book so we knew how to, like, continue the storyline.
Okay.
Like, so that each chapter we knew what we were writing about. It probably would have to be, like, we write a chapter, they read it. They write a chapter,
correct.
We read it.
Correct.
But, like, we really think we can make this happen. And then they would also, they really want to write a children's book. And I said you could illustrate
that
it.
That would be so good. I would love to illustrate it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I've been reading a lot of children's books these days.
You are a mother.
Yep. Pajama Time is our current favorite. We laugh through the whole thing.
Well, who's it by?
Sandra
Boynton.
Brown. Oh, Sandra is it? Boynton. Yeah, okay. Yep.
She's a great one.
Yeah, it's supposed to put her to sleep, I think, because the end of the book is like, shh, let's go to bed. But oh. Quincy's over here laughing through it.
She's awake for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
No, but stay tuned. Big things coming. We might be authors one day.
I would love it, I guess. I think I'm coming around. All it took was 5 minutes.
Not even.
Yeah.
Probably 30 seconds.
Sure. Yep.
But, let's talk about books we have been reading. I've read more than you.
Okay.
That's not a flex. I was just stating.
The one book I finished this month was over 650 pages, so.
And I did read it in 3 days.
Yeah, because you don't have a child.
I never claimed to.
I know, but you're trying to flex on me.
I just want to let you know that it was your choice to have a child, and I don't have one, so therefore I can indulge a little bit more in the reading aspect.
It's fine. It just, these are the stages I'm in.
And I feel bad for you.
Yeah. Well, no one asked.
Okay. This is a question I have.
Mm-hmm.
K.L. Walter. Sarah Corelli calls her K.L. Walter. W-A-L-T-H-E-R. How would you pronounce that? Walter.
Probably Walter, but also is the Walter. Walter.
Feels confusing to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. K-L-W.
Yeah, we'll just say that. But I read What Happens After Midnight, and K.L. Walter is the same author as The Summer of Broken Rules. Which, you know, Abby and I loved.
Obsessed.
I'll just be honest, I don't recommend reading What Happens After Midnight.
You don't recommend it?
Unless you really love YA books.
Oh, okay.
It's just, so the whole premise of this is there's these, you know, kiddos, they're in high school, but they're at like a boarding school.
Yep.
Which is fine, but it's so unrealistic, the, like, campus security. Like, once it hits curfew at 10:30, if you are seen outside of your dormitory or, like, on campus at all, you literally get, like, picked up by the police and, like, you get a strike. And if you get 2 strikes, they kick you out of the school. Like, what boarding school is that strict?
I don't know. I've never been.
Me either. But it just felt, like, really unrealistic how, like, strict it was.
Okay. What was the curfew?
Anyways, 10:30.
On a school night. Yeah.
But, like, you're gonna get put in handcuffs if you're out past.
Cuff me, baby.
But, okay, so then the premise of the book was it's like a senior prank. There's right. This guy called the Jester, guy or girl, I should say, called the Jester, and each year the Jester comes up with a senior prank and they choose people to help them execute the prank, whatever. So the Jester ends up being this guy named Tag is Lily's ex-boyfriend, and he chooses Lily to be a part of the Jester's prank. Mm. Anyways, the whole thing is like them like being out after curfew, like pulling off this prank and everything. But it just like felt really unrealistic, and it just like wasn't very, it was fun to read, but I don't know.
Wouldn't sad recommend day.
It. Yeah, it was really sad. I think I just, yikes. Like, butchered my way through that, but...
No, you didn't, but yikes, because you really liked Summer of Broken Rules.
I know, you know, another one bites the dust, it's a hit or miss, kind of like Carly Fortune, had a really great first book, and really not great second book,
No so. One's been loving the second. Mm-mm. It's unfortunate. Maybe the third will do us better.
I hope.
Yeah, but let's just jump right...
I'm not there yet.
So, I've just been waiting to talk about it.
Then I read Reckless by Elsie Silver, which is the fourth installment in the Chestnut Springs series, which I really, really liked. I gave it 4 stars. Theo Silva is chef's kiss.
Okay.
He was like, you know, there's like a really thin line between being protective and being like overprotective.
Yeah.
He was
Knox.
Like,
no. Who's the one in Things I Never Got Over?
Things
Whatever.
We Never Got Over. Sure. Yeah, that's Knox.
Yeah, no. Don't love him.
Okay, well, anyways, Theo was the perfect amount of protective and just, like, he could do no wrong in my eyes. He did no wrong in the book. Like, he was just perfect. Definitely my favorite book in that series. So, if you have read or if you have not, they're on Kindle Unlimited. If you don't have Kindle Unlimited by now, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, if you have a Kindle, you should be having Kindle
Even
Unlimited.
Even if you don't, you can read on your phone. Read on your iPad.
Ish.
Evie, like, people need Kindle Unlimited. Anyways, then I read The Housemaid by Frieda McFadden. Underwhelmed.
You're honestly triggering me.
Well, I'm, like, pissed off because you, Mom, a couple of my friends, oh my God, this book is so good. Like,
it is good. You're the outlier.
Like, Mom's like, you'll literally never guess what happens. And, but you can't speak because you haven't read The Last Mrs. Parrish. Yeah. They are literally twin books. If you've read The Last Mrs. Parrish, I would be interested to see how you think The Housemaid is, because they're literally, like, it's almost like copy and paste. Like, there are differences, but it's essentially the same book in different text, in different font, I should say.
Yeah.
So I think it was just underwhelming for me.
I get that. If you've read a book that had the same premise.
But
I haven't, so.
It was 3 stars for me.
That's still not bad.
No. If you want a thriller, I say go for it. If you haven't read The Last Mrs. Parrish.
Yeah, because I gave it 4 stars, so.
Yeah. Then, dun 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 Fourth Wing.
Literally the best book of the year. If you haven't read it yet, I feel sorry for you.
Like, what are you doing if you haven't read it yet? Like, what are you waiting for? I'm going to bully everybody into reading this book.
I would almost sell my firstborn.
I'm sorry, Quincy.
Almost. No, we're not there yet, but.
I'm going to push you off the parapet. I'm just kidding. No, Fourth Wing, you guys all know, if you've been listening for the majority of our podcast, you know how much Abby and I love ACTAR in the series and everything. We've literally tried to get everybody to read ACTAR.
Yeah.
Fourth Wing?
Yeah, it stands up.
It's ACTAR. Like real close. I mean, it's hard because ACTAR, we have 5 books so far. Fourth Wing, we only have 1. But holy shitballs.
I think I'll be able to better judge my feelings towards Fourth Wing in the series in general once we get Iron Flame in November.
I agree.
Because if Iron Flame's a dud, that will really, you know.
But, like, I haven't, like, sulked about a book, like, after I finish it, like, only think about that book for days on end. And Fourth Wing, I can't stop thinking about it.
I know. As soon as I was reading it, I was like, oh, shit. Like, this book is going to put me into a slump because nothing is going to be as good as this book.
Literally, I had to, immediately start a new book. Same. Because I knew if I didn't, I wouldn't pick up another book for a very long time.
I immediately started romance because I was like, I have a bunch of fantasy and sci-fi books right now that I really want to read, but I'm like, they're too close to Fourth Wing that I can't do that. Otherwise, I don't think I will like whatever I pick up next.
Same. Just, like, let's give, like, a bit of a premise on what Fourth Wing is about. So if people haven't, like, have no idea what we're talking about, they can kind of get an idea. So without giving any spoilers.
Okay.
It's about this girl named Violet who...
She's studied her whole life to be a scribe.
Correct. So it's kind of... It's kind of, like, divergent in a sense where, like...
Yes.
There's different occupations, per se.
Right, like a healer, dragon riders, scribes,
And...
There's one more.
Yeah.
I can't even remember because they don't really talk...
Like, the infirmary, is that...
No, I don't know.
Okay, anyways. So, there's different things that you can become once you turn, what?
It's like 20 or something.
Something, yeah. And
they're in their 20s.
Yeah, she's, like, studied her whole life to become a scribe. Her father was a scribe. Like, that's what she was going to do.
Yep, her mother is the general of the army.
Yep, and she is forcing Violet to become a dragon rider.
Instead of a scribe, which statistically...
Most riders die.
Yeah, they kind of have a saying, like, graduate or die. Like,
it's a very dangerous option to choose, because you have to go through, like, so many challenges and, like, things called, like, threshing and all this stuff to graduate and
bond with the dragon.
Yes.
And then, yeah, so.
I don't even know how to explain it without giving away spoilers.
No, I think that's all you have to say is that her mother forces her into the dragon riders quadrant and
holy shit.
Yeah, and there's a lot of sauce going on in there.
If you thought Reese
yeah
was amazing, Just you wait. Mm-hmm. I don't even know.
You can't say who, but...
No, yeah. I won't.
I mean, if you read romance, you should be able to pick up the love interest pretty quickly, but...
Yeah, but, oh my gosh. Shout out, I should say. So, I feel like, do you remember me talking about Offsides?
Mm-hmm.
A hockey romance book. I read, I don't think, was that this year? It had to have been. Yeah. By Avery Keelan. I read that probably, I don't even know, like in April or something. Her second book in that series, Rules of the Game series, just came out. It's called Shutout. And I think I'm going to read that next because I need to just like have another romance between.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really, really, really want to read The Serpent and the Wings of Night.
Yeah, I keep seeing that everywhere. By
Carissa Broadbent. Because I've just like seen so many people love it. It's fantasy. I don't know. Have you seen Divine Rivals?
Yeah.
By Rebecca Ross?
That's a young adult.
Oh, is it?
Yep. Young adult fantasy.
Okay, I really want to read that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also need to get back into The Boys of Tutman.
Yeah. So that's on my docket, too. I actually today looked at my bookshelf, and I have, like, a bunch of stuff. And I told Cody, I was like, okay, I kind of want you to pick my next, like, paperback book.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I'm reading Happy Place on Kindle, but sometimes I just feel like a paperback once in a while.
Totally.
And then I decided that I knew what he was going to pick, and I wasn't confident that that was my choice. So I wrote them all down in my phone, and I think I might do, like, a randomized Google thing or something. Oh,
there you go. Like, pick a number.
Yeah.
Yeah. I highly recommend Binding 13 and Keeping 13, obviously. Something's holding me back from reading Joey's Story, even though... Like, the reviews are still just as good on Goodreads, so I don't know why. I just am not sure I'm ready to read about anybody other than Johnny and Shannon right now.
Sure.
I don't know. I'll read Shutout, see how I'm feeling, but I do want to read the next two so that I can kind of close out that series.
Yeah, I get that.
However, you and Cody were nice enough to buy me two paperback books.
You surprised me. We did.
One was Binding 13, and the other was Things We Never Got Over.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe I mentioned this on the last podcast, but I'm trying to grow my physical book collection. Now that I'm just like so famous on YouTube, like I feel like I need like the physical books.
Right, you need a bookshelf.
I do, yeah. I'm thinking maybe I'll start with like a really tall, skinny one.
Just even because like a ladder bookshelf or something.
Just because I don't have like a ton of room.
No.
To have one.
No, you don't.
It's kind of tragic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's devastating.
Probably need to ask Dad to, like, bust out a wall and, like, expand my room.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Like, maybe back that way.
We're already working him on a pool. You might as well ask for just, like, an addition on the side of the house as well.
Why not? Like, I deserve that.
I mean, like, if you had to take a loan out for, like, a pool, I would guess you'd take a loan out for a pool, right?
If you can't afford it. If you can't afford it, we maybe shouldn't be building one.
Well... I don't know. I think pools are pretty expensive.
They are. It's probably like $100,000.
That's why you get a homeowner. Or no. What do you get?
A home project loan.
Home. What do they call them? Clearly, I've never gotten one.
Homeowners.
No. You're thinking like homeowners insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Home loaners? That's what you said.
Shut up.
It's just tragic. The brain short-circuiting on me.
Literally took the words right out of my mouth.
That's because we have ESPN.
Oh. If somebody didn't catch on to that, they really think that we're...
Yeah, no, that wasn't me.
Nothing is up here in the brain. I'm not sure anything is in my brain today. I had... speaking of, let's talk about product of the week.
Okay. We both agree our product is the same this week.
It is the Alani Nu Energy Drink in the flavor Cherry Slush. It is literally a red icy from the movie theater.
Absolutely. Thank you, Destiny Sidwell.
It is so delicious. 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Which, if you're pregnant, that's your daily limit of caffeine.
Gluten-free, vegan. It has biotin, B6, and B12.
Zero sugar, but I'm sure aspartame.
10 calories. Just everything I would need.
I don't know. It's so freaking good. And Jen Ben loves it, too, which is crazy because she's like, I don't need an energy drink. And I'm like, girl, you drink more caffeine in your coffee.
Well, not only that, but, like, I'm drinking it for the flavor.
Yeah, no, I'm not drinking it for the caffeine. Actually, I think recently I've had a headache every single day again, which I haven't had that happen before, like, since I was pregnant. Like, it went away.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because I'm having too much caffeine, maybe. Mm. But I'm still not having a lot because I'm breastfeeding and I still...
You need to lay off the sauce.
Yeah, like, I can't have a lot of caffeine when breastfeeding, but it's just, like, that was one of the perks of being pregnant was, like,
no headaches.
Yeah.
That is tragic. I'm sorry to hear that.
Right, but oh well. Not getting pregnant again to make him go away.
Absolutely not. That would be too soon. Quincy probably wants a sibling eventually, but she needs to be the star of the show for at least a year.
Well, I literally told Cody, I was like, if I was pregnant right now, Quincy and the next baby could share a birthday, or the baby would come and Quincy would turn one, like, within the same month.
That is a really scary thought.
That's horrifying.
That I don't think that's probably good for your body either.
No, I think they suggest like 6 months in between babies.
Like between pregnancy and birth. Yeah, yeah.
Between pregnancies. Yeah.
Or birth and pregnancy, I should say. Yeah. We can only handle Quincy Rue right now.
Yeah, but she's being a big girl. She's 3 months now.
She is. And her little 4th of July outfit was darling.
Yeah, she has a...
Ty, come say hi to the pod.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing today?
Come closer to the mic.
Oh, that
Hello,
may be
everyone.
Ty, will you tell us what you are going to be reading next?
I am going to be reading The Fourth Wing.
Yes. Yes, he is. Speaking while I have you down here, do you have my Hobbit book?
Maybe.
Yes, you do. Okay, I need you to find it.
Okay. Alright, I'll leave you two alone.
Ta-ta. Ta-ta, Ty-Ty. Hi, Cokie Bean.
Cokie is scared of the thunderous storms we have been having the past couple nights, along with fireworks, which I know a lot of people's dogs are scared. I would love to have Mom and Dad purchase her
a thunder vest or whatever.
Yeah, like a weighted vest.
Yep.
She loves when I lay a blankie on top of her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she would enjoy that. She was literally quaking in her boots earlier.
I did see someone I follow on Instagram who I don't think listens to the podcast. Her dog was scared of fireworks and she put a blanket around and then had like a claw clip like underneath its chin, like holding the blanket on its face. So
that's
cute.
So cute.
What were we talking about prior to Tyler? Oh, Quincy Ray's little onesie. For
it has a little weenie on it. Wiener
it's
dog.
Got a wiener dog in a hot dog bun with a sparkler and it says my first July 4th.
That's so cute.
And she's adorable.
It's over on your Instagram by now, isn't it? It will be?
It will be, yeah.
Yeah. She's so cute. My favorite is that she started to, like, giggle and, mm-hmm. like, smile at you and just warms my little auntie heart.
It just makes you feel like you're truly, like, the most hilarious person in the world.
She was scream crying last night mm-hmm. to the point where she, like...
Wasn't
breathing because she was screaming so hard. And I went over to her and I was like... Auntie's here. Yeah. And she stopped crying for like 10 seconds while she was looking at me. And she knew that I could comfort her.
That you meant business.
I said, shut your damn mouth. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep. We've had enough.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, she screamed the entire car ride home. And then I gave her a little bit more milk because I guess sis was hungry. She was snacking.
She's honestly the definition of drama.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then I plopped her down in her bed. Well, in her bassinet in my living room. And she slept with her hands covering her eyes for like the next 2 hours.
It's too bright. Like turn the lights off.
I turned all the lights off in the house. Wow. All the lamps.
I saw this video on TikTok of this little boy that he was like, standing in the door from the garage, like, into the house.
Oh, sure.
And the mom was, like, walking into the garage, and he goes, hey, you, I missed you. And she was like, oh, like, really? Or something. It was something like that, but it was so cute. And I was just like, I can't wait till Quincy gets to that age where she can actually talk. Like, she's going to be sassier than Sin, but, like, literally. She's going to be so funny, too.
I know, because who's going to discipline her?
Not me.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be you. Cody's not.
We've already discussed, like, I don't always want to be the bad cop.
well, Cody's never going to be the bad cop.
Yeah.
Well.
But me and Cody also have different feelings on spanking, too. So.
We can't be spanking anymore.
I just don't think so either, even though I was spanked, and I feel like I don't have any trauma from being spanked. But, like.
No, but it is.
It's hard. It's confusing.
It's confusing when you're telling your kid not to hit, and then when they do something bad, you hit them. Like.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense in my head.
Right.
But, however, I do understand, like, sometimes children need a little spank on the boot.
Across the face.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. But, like, I spank my dogs when they're barking nonstop. I will give them a little tat on their tush.
A little tat on their tush. No, for Harper.
I'm a tap on their tush.
That doesn't work. For Harper, I have to, like, grab her little chin hair and have her make eye contact with me to physically,
oh,
like.
The hair of your chinny chin chin.
Literally. Because she won't let me cut it, so she's got a beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not thinking I'm going to be hitting my children.
Well, that's probably a good thing. We don't need to be hitting our children.
Well, I just mean spanking.
Yeah. A little tat on the tush.
Isn't it wild? Like. That teachers used to be able to spank or hit, like, hands with rulers. Like,
I was never alive for that.
No, me either, but I did have one teacher that used to smack the desk really hard with, like, a yardstick.
Holy shit.
Like.
Kindergarten?
Oh, no, you were saying. No, this was in high school.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he would, like, wind up and, like, smack the desk in front.
Did he have anger management that he was trying to...
I believe so, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that was when I took one of the agriculture classes I was in.
Okay, so. You're getting too specific. People could figure it out.
No, they really couldn't.
Oh, okay.
And it doesn't matter. It's not like he was abusing people.
That's fair. We just can't be slandering anyone.
It's not slander if it's a real life event.
I suppose.
Speaking of, have you been watching any, good reality TV lately?
I mean, the Kardashians are...
I need to catch up.
...are on. I'm not caught up either. I've heard that some of the episodes are kind of funny, so...
Really?
Yeah, I'm excited to...
Funny? Like, in what way?
I don't know. Kaylee just said that she was giggling.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
And then Ty, Jen, and I did start Love Island UK season 10.
So did me and Cody.
We're only three episodes in.
Okay, same, but we only really watched the first one.
I don't like anybody yet, so it's hard to want to sit down and watch it.
I thought it was wild how they started out with guys and girls, and I told Cody, I said something a little...
Well, and the public voted who to couple up with.
Right.
Which is usually not the case.
I just, like, don't love that, but it's fine. I just, like, well, I like did the drama.
That, they did that with...
Yeah, the last...
Season 8.
Of Australia.
With, like, Jake and Liberty and yeah, them.
That was Australia, right?
No.
UK.
Yeah.
I just can't remember.
Because I remember they paired Jake and Liberty up, and they lasted for a really long time.
Yeah, I just don't like that, though.
Well, it's not up to you.
I like the drama of them picking and then the girls stepping forward.
No, I know. I did miss that, but it is nice to switch it up every once in a while. But yeah, like I said, I don't love anybody yet, so I need to get in, like, another, like, 10 episodes.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Have you been watching anything else?
Not really. Me and Cody are on, like, Alaska Wilderness Netflix shows.
You and Mom and Dad both.
Yeah, we really like those, but none to specifically.
Dad didn't like the one that you suggested he watch.
Well, that's because he thought one of the girls was, like, a druggie.
He hated them.
Yeah, which is fair.
You can ask Emma Myers. When she was here this past weekend, we were in our sunroom reading. And all you could hear was Ty bitching about the TV show, like, just, like, yelling at the TV, essentially.
Wow. Wow, I didn't know it was that
We looked at each
serious.
Other and were just, like, giggling. But there was another one that he really liked.
Yeah, that one was on TV, though, so I can't be watching that.
Oh, they had to have recorded it. I don't even know what it was called.
Me either.
But it was essentially, like, these people, there's teams of two. They're, like, four teams of two, and they were... essentially hiking the Alaskan mountain ranges to win, like, yeah. To find treasure.
That's what they're all about.
Wasn't really finding treasure.
No,
but...
they are looking for money.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm really back on Chimp Empire.
What the hell is that?
It's documentaries about the
chimp?
Yeah, they're chimps. Yeah.
Chimpanzee.
Correct, yeah.
Chimpanzee Empire.
It's Chimp Empire, Chimp's Empire, yeah, on Netflix. And I love it, personally.
I honestly have no idea what that even means.
It means that the cameras are in the jungle.
Oh.
And we follow...
I love...
documentaries?
What is that called?
National Geographic.
Yeah.
Discovery Channel.
Yeah, like the animal shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. So I'm watching Chimp's Empire, and you follow all of them.
Do they have names?
They get a name once they're over a year old, because sometimes the babies don't make it, because the main big daddy chimps, like the ruler of the group, well, they have to, you know, like, assert dominance every once in a while, so they
natural
do
natural selection.
Yeah, they do hurt babies.
No.
Or
do you see that on the Empire?
I haven't yet. Oh, but goodness. I did see I had to turn it off once because one of the chimps got, like, jumped by another pack of chimps.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was really sad. But, and then all of the other chimps came up to see him, and they were all really sad, you know, because they are very close to humans. So, like,
we are evolution from chimpanzees.
Okay, I'm not even sure that sentence makes sense.
Evolution. It became the chimpanzee, and then it became the caveman, and then it became the human.
I think that's, like, a little bit anti-God.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's okay.
Oh, well.
Whoopsie.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, we know.
I'm uneducated.
We know. Just watch any of your YouTube. I just speak out of my bum hole. It's so funny. Yeah.
Why is Jen texting us during our podcasting hours?
Oh, well, she's headed to the grocery store. Maybe we should text her to get more Alani news, because...
We can't get those at Marketplace.
Yes, you can. At the local grocery store, they're cheaper than Walmart.
Are you joking? She didn't even ask me what I wanted for lunch this week.
Oh, wild. Is she going to make lunch? This is getting so off topic. No one cares.
I think we're just entertaining that people do care. Abby, you just have to start having the mindset that, like, we are almost like the Bellas twins. Like, where people...
Yeah, no one cares about them either.
Yes, people do.
They still do. They're still relevant.
Yeah.
Do they still have a TV show?
I don't know.
Okay, see, you don't know because they're not relevant.
They're not relevant to me, but they are relevant to other people, and they...
They were wrestlers. We don't do that.
I could wrestle you.
Yeah, you could, but we don't.
I bet people would pay money to watch that. We could live stream it.
I would pee.
We could Instagram live it.
Oh, that's tragic.
Do you think I could beat you in an arm wrestle?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now maybe not, because I've been really holding Quincy all the time.
I hold 25-pound toddlers every single day.
Not for as long as I do.
You don't know how much they want to be held.
That's fair. Can we talk about your car? What's the update on your car?
It's tragic, and you know it.
Should we sell it?
I'm thinking about it.
Are you actually?
I don't know. I don't want a car payment, but I'm sick and tired of waiting. So
it's been 2 weeks.
No, it hasn't. I bet you it's been 3.
Okay.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. So
not a full 3.
Yes, Abby. I got home on the 13th. Boom, boom, boom. I guess technically we didn't bring it down there until the 17th, but...
Okay.
Anyways, it's close to 3 weeks, and they called me yesterday and said that it was going to be another month and a half for the damn part.
Wild.
I'm sick of it.
So, are you going to hot rod in the Buick?
No.
Why?
I'm going to take up bicycling. Cycling.
We haven't seen it yet.
Well, I'm thinking about test driving Dad's Huffy. It's a bike.
Yeah, I think people know what a Huffy is. Is that like Schwinn?
Yeah.
What's that?
Is it called Huffy?
Yeah, I think so. Schwinn. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
A Schwinn.
A Schwinn.
And then what else? There's another, like, big name.
Are we sure it's Huffy?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds weird. You know, when you say it too many times, it doesn't sound like a real word anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that's Schwinn, what it is.
Huffy. I think that's it. It's all the bicycle manufacturers.
Just those two, sure.
I have to look it up now. Bicicleta.
You can borrow my rollerblades.
I told you I need elbow pads, a helmet, and knee pads if I'm going to be doing them.
Yeah, I know. So buy them. I'm not providing them.
Get me a BMX bike. Okay. Bicicleta. There's track. Oh, does Dad have a track?
No. Maybe.
I think it's track. It's not Huffy.
Is Huffy like a kid's bike?
Abby, I'm not seeing Huffy on here. There's definitely Schwinn. I'm not seeing Huffy.
This is feeling really New Balance-y right now.
Bicycle brands Huff. Oh, yeah. Huffy.
Yeah, it's like a children's bike.
Oh, no. Look at Abby. This is what I need. $300.
Yeah, fat ass seat.
No, and it has a little basket on it. It's baby blue. Oh, that's just darling.
Yeah, that's cute. Look at that. You could be a biker. A biker babe.
I'm a biker babe.
Yeah. You probably have to wear goggles.
That's fine, but I wish I could just spot a dragon and that the dragon could take me everywhere I needed to go.
That would be ideal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably not going to happen in this lifetime, but...
Honestly, like, I would settle for it happening in my dreams.
Okay.
Let's manifest.
Okay, yeah.
Anyways, are we boring?
Probably.
Yeah, it's... You know, it's really tough. You would think having 2 weeks between episode or chapters that we would have more to talk about. But I think it's just like an us problem where we don't have a lot going on.
I was going to say, I really don't. Well, the only thing new in my life is that me and Cody are going to begin couch shopping.
Really?
Yeah.
Looking for a sectional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found one I really love on... this website that I've literally never heard of before. So
your light is on, you boomer.
Yeah, I just turned it on by accident. So Albany Park.
Never heard of
it. If anyone's ever heard of it.
That is an expensive couch.
Yeah. Yep. But you know what? I want a good couch. So Mama's gotta do what Mama's gotta do. So, if anyone has any couch recommendations, I'm here for it.
I don't think anybody's going to write in to tell you a couch recommendation, but...
They would if they absolutely love the couch that they had.
That's fair. I feel like a couch is, like, you buy a couch and you're an adult.
Yeah, well, I have a house, so I feel like the house the house kind of makes me an adult.
No, I don't think so. I think if you have a nice couch,
it's you're right.
Like, it's like standard for being an adult.
Yeah, you're right. Cody just looked at me today and he was like, you know, I kind of like a couch that we could put the baby down on. He's like, yeah. I don't think I would change her on this couch.
What, do you have, like, freaking bugs or what?
Well, no, but, like, Harper's
like, has thrown... it seen some things?
Yeah. Oh. Harper's thrown up on it, like, at least once a week.
Well, who's to say she's not going to throw up on this couch?
Well, that's the thing. This new couch would be covered. I would be having blankets on the couch.
Mm.
Until we had guests, you know, keep it clean.
Yeah.
Plus, she sheds, so...
She really does, so pick a color that's not going to show as much hair.
Right. Well, no, it just... I would be... This is so boring. We have to go.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, mostly just ladies. I think Ty's the only gentleman who's listening.
Yeah.
So.
And he'll for sure listen to this one because he had a little
cameo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Anyways, with that, we will see you next chapter.
Bye, guys.